Our conventional history is apt to make a great thing of the proclamation of 1763 that declared that the ridge of the Appalachian Mountains was going to be the boundary between Indian and white territory. Now, I don't pay much attention to that, although it's highly honored in people who follow British diplomatic history. And the reason I don't pay much attention to it, because for Indian people, they didn't have anything to do with that. That was a unilateral declaration on the part of the British government, and it really didn't do them any good anyhow, because there is something remorseless about frontier settlers. And the more I study the frontier, I had times when I sort of lost my admiration for these sturdy pioneers struggling through the wilderness, because I read about their antecedents and realized that these were the homeless, the vagrant, and the undesirables from London and other communities that were shipped overseas to get them out of the way. And maybe you don't expect exemplary social behavior from people with this social background, if any. Well, anyhow, I think that explains Kentuckians, and I think it explains Georgians sometimes too, because there were all people let out of jail to put over there. Of course, good people get put in jail too, so I shouldn't say that.